We are on Daf, Ayin Vav, Amud Beis. Let us just see the fourth Taisvis. Raiv Oifiyai Va'amri La Raiv Hekeifai. So Taisvis has a whole different pshat in the Gemara. Zimnim de Mashkachas La Ze Beloi Ze. She'ein Ha'etzem Ogul Legamri. The Etzem is not completely round. So the Sichas Chulin in Daf Tofayin Test brings down as follows. From Taisus it would seem that Roiv Oivyoi and Roiv Hekeifoi is going on the whole Etzem. It's going on the whole Etzem. Does the raiv of the oivi ha'etzem or the raiv of the hekif of the etzem has to be covered with basar? So, lemaise, if the etzem would be consistent with the same circumference, the same diameter, the whole length of the etzem, so raiv oivyoi and raiv hekifoi are the same, and that's the picture on the extreme right. And Tophayin test. But if the etzem is wide at the bottom and it thins out, so then you could have Raiv Ovyoi is covered with basar and Raiv Hekefoi is not covered with basar. That means Hekef would mean the whole Raiv of the circumference of the whole etzem. So mainly you have to look at the length of the etzem. So if the etzem is, roiv of the etzem, let's say, is thin on top and thickish on the bottom. And it seems from Taisus that the whole etzem, roiv of the etzem has to be covered, roiv of the etzem has to be covered with basar. So the shaila is, it roiv of the oivi ha'etzem or roiv of the hekif of the etzem? If the etzem would have a consistent circumference, the whole length of the etzem, so roiv oivi ha'etzem and roiv hekif ha'etzem are the same. So then there would be no shaila. But if the etzem is, let's say, thickish on the bottom and thinner on the top, so roiv of the oivi ha'etzem, let's say the oivi ha'etzem is, let's say, 5 inches, so you have 4 inches of the oivi ha'etzem is covered with basar, b'makim ha'oivi. So that's sufficient. That's roiv oivi ha'etzem. The going up, the oivi is less than that. The oivi is 2 inches. So memela al roiv oivi would be good. If you learn al You'd learn out roiv hekif ha'etzem, so then you have to cheshbon with the whole length. You have to hold the length of the. Now that's the picture to the extreme left. The picture on the extreme left, the hekif of the, you go roiv of the hekif of the etzem, so that means you go the whole length of the etzem. So if roiv of the hekif, roiv of the length of the etzem was surrounded with basar, so that is sufficient, even though Raiv of the ivy of the etzem was not surrounded with basa. That is lechayre the two pshatim. We are on, let's go now to the bottom of the omid. Hanu gidim rakim da'osu lekamei darov. They were, now we had before that in order to ensure that the break should come together, to fuse together, we need that it should be roiv, that has to be mechupe, the lashon of the baraisa, im oir ubasa chayfen es rubai, that the, whatever the roiv is, it has to be covered by oir ubasa. So now the shaila is, what if the roiv consists of the soft gidim? Yeah, it's not basar. It's gidim. the Gidim have a shame Bosa, so Memela they will accomplish what Bosa accomplishes, or is Gidim considered a different entity? We're talking about either protecting the bone or bringing nutrition to the bone, that the bone should be able to grow back together. Now, Hanu Gidim Rakim da Osu Lakame Darova. So there were Gidim Rakim. So Rashi says, da Havu Mitztarfi Lebosa. They were Mitzur to the Bosa. V'choifen Roiv Etzem HaNishba. And now Roiv of the broken bone is covered. The Tziruf is Gidim. The Roiv comes about with the Tziruf of Gidim and Bosa. Omar Rove, so Rove said, "Lamai leichushlo. What should we be afraid of?" Chodah the Omar Rav Yochanan, Gidin she soifon lahakshoyis nimnim aleim bePesach. That means, what does Rashi say? Nimnim aleim, tafilu leinimna odom imachabur alecho mehem yotze yedei achilas Pesach. By a korban Pesach, you have to have a. They have to be a mamuna to eat a kezayis of boso. So Rabbi Yochanan says, the gidim harakim have a shem boso, and you makam the mitzvah achilas pesar pesach. So if it has a shem boso, legabi kovim pesach, the paraisa said in order to ensure that the bone should grow back together, it has to be surrounded with great boso. So if this is called boso, legabi Achilas Pesach, this is called Bosa. So it's called Bosa Legabi the Chifui of the Etzem. That he said once Tiktoy, he brought a rive from Rabbi Yochanan. Then he says, Va'oid Atoira Chosa al Mamoinen Shal Yisrael, a very liberal statement. I mean, you're going to be machmer, so you know you're going to be matzah for behem over here. So we have to be noita lekula. Amalei Rav Papa leRove. So Rav Papa asked Rove, I don't understand you. Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Right? There's a machlekes Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. In this shaila, he can be mekayim mitzvah achilas Pesach with gidim harakim. The Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is as follows. Rabbi Yochanan says, you look by Sherusham. By Sherusham, it's soft, it has a shame boss. I don't look what it's going to become, I look what it is. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Reish Lakish said, no, since it's soifoy, lahakshoyis, so now it doesn't have a shame boss. So the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, where there's a need of boso, do you look by Sherusham, or do you look what it's aiming to become? So Memele, so Rapope asked Rove, he said, what's the Shaila? He said, what do you mean what's the Shaila? There's a Machlok is Rabbi Yochanan in the Reish Lakish, and we're talking about an Issel de Araisa. If it has a Shem boso, so you have Reish boso. If it doesn't have a Shem boso, you don't have Reish boso. So what's the Shaila? I mean, we're talking about an Issel de Araisa. How can you make it away? Ba'at amrit my leichishlu. You say, well, what's there to worry about? Ishtik. So he kept quiet. He didn't have what to answer. So I says, you shouldn't be so liberal. You shouldn't be meikul. So that's the Gemara. Why was Rove quiet? By my ishtik. Ba'omah Rove hilchis a kevosi d'Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Ba'hani tlas. In all the machloikis in between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, we pass in like a Reish Lakish only in three places in Yevamos. And this is not all over. We pass in Rabbi Yochanan. Rapop asked him a kasha, Reish Lakish is choylik a Rabbi Yochanan. Fine. Reish Lakish is entitled to his opinion. But Rav himself said in Yevamos, we never pass in like Reish Lakish. So why did Rav keep quiet? Rapop asked him a kasha, choylik a Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So we should have told them, fine, but we don't paskin like Reish Lakish, so what's the problem? So the Gemara says, Shani hochid da hoda be Rabbi Yochanan legabi da Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. No, lamaisa Rabbi Yochanan was choyza legabi Reish Lakish. In this shaila, if you go boso asho, boso hashte, or boso lipsoif, so Rabbi Yochanan eventually was made to Reish Lakish. So we made it so that we don't have a Rabbi Yochanan. The Amalei, the Lugabi the Rishim and Melokish, the Amalei, Al Takniteini, Beloshin Yochid, Ani Shaini, Ani Shaina Oiso. Now let us see what we're speaking about. Let us see Rashi. Nimne Maleim, Rabbi Yochanan says, Dafilu le Nimne Odom Imachabura Elolechol Mehem. The minui is only to eat the gidim. There's nothing else left. Yaitse the ilas pesach. Alme basan in isisiyat basan. The shlokish polagalei bipsachim bekeitzet zaylam. Va'omar ein nimnim. You're not nimne to eat gidim. You have to eat the sara pesach. Va'ocha lachshurit reifekos. You want to be machshar behime. We're speaking about that's lamayla meyakuve and it's straight. And we pass on like Rav that it's treif if it's nishbar. And the only way it's not treif if you have reif boso, b'isura d'araisi, v'atamret, and you say, l'may nechesh, l'vat to be afraid of. So the Gemara asks, v'amai ishtik v'om arova b'yevom es b'achoylitz, hilchus akeresh lokish v'anitlach. Rav said, n'achoylitz, we pass on like treish lokish, v'sulai, only in these three machloikas, and kinyin peiris, Achaylitz Muberes, Matone Bemsa, Kulon Bachaylitz. Alma Bahach Gidin Arakin, this is not from one of these three, Hilchasek Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi gave the Seifen Lahakshis, even though eventually it's going to become hard. Arein Achshav Kibosso, that's the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rishlokish, and Rabbi Yochanan said, you go Bosa Achshav, you go what it is now. So the Gemara says, Shani Hoche, Dohode Bei Rabbi Yochanan, Megidin Harakim. That was a Rabbi Yochanan in Psochim, but Rabbi Yochanan was Chayzer. But Omar and Rabbi Yochanan holds Kol Midi, the Seifon Lahakshes, if eventually it will become hard, Bosso Seif of Azlina. That you go Bosso Seif. That means, so it's considered, it does not have a shame Bosso, since it is Oymed Lahakshes to become hard. The Mikora have a Samach Rabbi Yochanan. In the beginning, Rabbi Yochanan was Samach, Ahod Esnan Ba'oil Varoitev. There's a Mishnah Ne'er Varoitev, Oir Horoish Shel Egel Arach. The skin that's on the head of a calf, that's very soft. So the Mishnah says, Havi Kiboso Letumas Oichlin Unevelis. That means, if you need a kebeya of bosa to be mekabel to me, in the oil, the skin, the soft skin of a calf, is mitzarev, he has a shame bosa, and it's mitzarev that it's called, you have kebeya of bosa. If it died, that's if it's geschochten, so there's a shame oichel, maybe tumas oichlen. If the eagle died, so you need a bosa, a kezayis of a besal nevela, is Tumas Nevelis. So the Oyer is called Bosa. V'afal gav de Seife Lahakshay. So Rabbi Yochanan, who said that one is Yaitze, mitzvahs called Achilles Kol Pesach, he based his Shita on that Mishnah. V'hadavay. Later, Rabbi Yochanan was Chayzer, that you can't bring a raya from this Mishnah. He says that Mishnah is a das yochid. The Omalei Rabbi Yochanan L'Reish Lakish Ba'oir Ba'oraitev. The Sugin Oir Ba'oraitev. The Kaboy Minei Reish Lakish Es Rabbi Yochanan Oir Horoish Shel Egel Harach Mai She Yitame. Is it Mekabel Tume? Is it Boso or is it Oir? V'Omalei Eini Mitame. So here, Rabbi Yochanan told him it's not metameh. Oil v'soifei lahakshis. Since it's going to get hard, so now alone it doesn't have a shame bosa. V'om alei, so he asked him, arei shaninu, v'eilu sh'eirei seyen kipsorim, the oil is just like bosa, oil harosh shal egel harach. V'om alei, al tat niteini bo, sh'meloshin yochid an ishayne oiso, Klaima Yechidoihi, Vilay Svira Long Kibosa, that Mishnah is Adas Yochid, and we don't pass like that. So we see that Rabbi Yochanan That's how Rashi explains the sugya. Rabbi Yochanan in the beginning was soimech, on this Mishnah that seems to hold you go bosa achshav, and then later when he said it's not, we can't rely on this Mishnah. This Mishnah is adash yochid. So meisel Rabbi Yochanan was chayza. So it doesn't have a teres bosa. So meisel the beima will be chayk. Let us see Taisvis. Lamai leichishla and daf ayvavam with beis. Lamai leichishla choda d'omar Rav Yochanan that yemekayim mitzvahs achilas Pesach. Taimeh, like Taisis, where the Gemara is comparing two different inyonim. Da'osam gabi Pesach pligi. There is a machlokes in mitzvahs achilas Pesach. Bishim demar Ozil Bosar Hashte, but one man the Yom Rabbi Yechanan holds you David Mitzvahs Achilas Pesach. You look what it is now, and since now it is Boso, so there's a shame Boso. Omar Ozil Boso Shoyf, and another one says no. Since it's Oymed to become hard, so it doesn't have a shame Boso now. So that's a machloikis in Hilchis Kolben Pesach. Here we're speaking about we need Boso to be Megan on the Etzem. Taisa seems that the need Boso to be Megan. So Memela, so Taisa is asking, we're speaking about different halachas in Gansan. Here you have to ask a veterinarian if a Gid will be Megan, if a Gid won't be Megan. This is totally in And when you're talking in Hilchus Kolben Pesach, is Bosa called what now is edible, what it's aimed to be? Good, that's a Lamdish Machloikis, but what does one thing of a Shaykhus with the other? The Yeshloima, Mishum, the Baraisa Ktoni, Im Oir U Bosa Chayfen Eschube, Mashmidi Choshe Bosa Megin. That means the veterinarian was asked already. The Tana of the Baraisa said, you need Bosa to be Megan. So now, the Tana said, whatever, so in Halacha, the Tana calls Boso, that is Boso. The language of the Tana did not change. The same Tana that holds you have to eat Boso by Kolben Pesach, he said, you need Boso to be Megan. So if he it falls into the category of Boso, halachically, that means if it'd be a difference, he'd be more specific. And since he says Boso, so we see whatever is called Boso in other places, it's called Boso here. Gidim shesoifon lahakshay. Now, the Shaila was, they asked Rove, Gidim, that eventually will become hard. The Peketzer Toilim, Perish Bekuntres, which Gidim, which sinus, which tendons are we speaking about? Gidei Tzavo. We're speaking about the Gidim of the neck, around the neck. Veinire. Tohochi ma'isilo agidei regel. May the Gemara compares the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish and Ketzer Tzoilin. And Rashi says in Ketzer Tzoilin they're speaking about gidei tzavo. And so how could the Gemara compare? Here we're talking about different gidei. We're talking about gidei regel. Va'oit the gidei tzavo loilam koshenayim. The gidei tzavo are always hardish. Then regilus lochlom klau kemayatomish. You don't eat. That what Rashi says over there, that it's speaking about gidei tzavo. So what's the shaila? What's machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish? The gidei tzavo are always very hard. Then regil lochlom klau kemayatomish. Just like bones, you don't eat. So the gidei tzavo are not eaten. To the marine beketzat zoylen hagidim vanoisa vatzomis yisareifu l'shisha osa. The three things you burn the day of the Yom Tov, Noisa, Gidim, and Atzomes. So the Gemara says, Uporich, Ani, Gidim, Heichidomi. Gidei Boso, if it's Gidei Boso, Lechlinu. So eat it. Why say a statement is burnt? Vidi Yato, if it happened, you could have eaten it and you didn't eat it, Ainu Noisa. Alopshita, Gidei Tzavo. That's Gidei Tzavo, which is not edible. Because you don't eat it like you don't eat at Tzomis. So Bekitza, it would seem, so the Bekitza, this is Akasha and Rashi in Ketzer Tzoilin, because Rashi in Ketzer Tzoilin says the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is, Agidei Tavo, the Tosfos says no, the Gemara in Pei Gimel, Amidei seems to say that Agidei Tavo is always burnt the 16th day in Nisan because it's never eaten, it's like something. Al takni teini. Rabbi Yochanan said, don't ask me from this Mishnah, to Bas Yochanan. The ois, on our Tosfos brings down the Gemara. The ois ve'eresh lokish Rabbi Yochanan. May he the elu shari sayim kipsor. So we have a big problem over here. I mean, this Gemara in Oil Varoitev, the Gemara in Oil Varoitev, here it's mamish v'nahapachu. Reish Lakish held that the oir harach of an eagle, the oir harach of an eagle is a teres bosa. And yes, Rabbi Yechon, we said, no, it doesn't have a teres bosa. So yes, and from the Mishnah, the Mishnah says there's a teres bosa. So Rabbi Yechon, no, that Mishnah's a dashyof, we don't pass it like that. But Al-Koponim, why did Reish Lakish make an about face? Reish Lakish was the one that said, you go bosa safe. Reish Lakish, when it came to Korban Pesach, Reish Lakish says, you're not yotze with Gidim, since safe on Lahakshay. That was Reish Lakish. So Memele, so what happened? And over there, in Oil Varoitev, there, Reish Lakish shows that you go bosa hashtay, since now it's off, there's a teres bosa. That's the discussion. Tomorrow day, go for Tikshalay. The cash on him, the Kasova, the Bosa Seifa, Zin, and Bosa Gidim, Shaseif and Lahak, Bahak Gidim, Shaseif and Lahak, Shis, by Kolben Pesach. The Yeshloima, the Leidomi, Pesach, the Lahachila, Litume. That means we don't have the same criteria by Achilas Bosa, by Kolben Pesach, Litume, or what is called a Machol, Legabi Tume. Dafilu oir sheshalkoi. The loch is legabi tume, that if you took mamish skin, hard skin, and you cooked it, metame tume soichum kim the chosi lachila kedama besoma. Means even though it's not such a popular machel, but since it is edible, it has a teir soich legabi kabolas tume. Va'av agav the vade einim nem olav v'pesach, v'chinam egidim sheseifon lahakshes. So Memele, that was the time of, that's Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish held, Lagabi Tume could be this Asvara, you don't need it, should be so much Roy Lachila. Lagabi Tume, it's sufficient, now it's Roy Lachila. You see, Eirisha Sholkan is also Mekabal Tume. But when it comes to Korban Pesach, you need something that's more edible, that there's a greater potential to be an Eichel. And here he holds by Korban Pesach, since it's Seifel Hakshis, it doesn't have a shame like the chain, some emailers or tesis just told us you cannot compare Korban Pesach to Tumah. What is an oichel legabi Tumah is not necessarily an oichel legabi Korban Pesach. So that's why Reish Lakish held oir harach is an oichel legabi Tumah, and it's not an oichel legabi Korban Pesach. Now Tosfos wants to say, now Tosfos just told us we cannot compare Tumah to Korban Pesach. So Tosfos says, V'chein beperikei tzoylem, the poch mehida Rabbi Yochanan, the omal, the gemoyes asti Rabbi Yochanan, doma oir horosh shalei galarach, eni metamba tumas oichlim, ahi de gidim shesoifan lahakshes. So there the gemoyes is comparing. So Tosfos says, mikoshkein porich, if Rabbi Yochanan holds that lafilu legabi tumi doesn't have a shame oichel, and by the gewiss it should not have a shame oichel legabi Korban Pesach. Or be Yerushalmi, now Tais brings down a Yerushalmi. Be Yerushalmi, he the Roshe shall egel harach. There it says like this, Roshe shall egel harach, loishonu elo letumi. Now here remember Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says, on this Mishnah, so that's Yochan, let's forget about that. But in the Mishnah alone, the Mishnah says, Reishe Shalegel Arach is a din Eichel. Omar Rabbi Yochan and Leishonu Elo Letume, Avolil Kais Loi. But to get Malkis, that means if it's there to eat Alf Nevela, it's not called Bosa. It's only Nevela Legabi Tume, not Nevela Legabi Malkis. Reish Lakish Omar, Mishnah Shleimi, Zu bein le tume bein lilkais. Yeah. So me mele, so what, now we're in hot water. He says, the Rishalmi brings down from Reish Lakish, that Reish Lakish held that the Oyer HaRach, if there's an Isser Nevela. That's what Reish Lakish said. Now, Taisvis till now was for emphasizing Reish Lakish. Here Reish Lakish holds that Gidem HaRakim doesn't have a shame Oichel. So Taisvis said, that's Lagabi Achilles Pesach. Lagabi Tume, you don't need so much of a shame Oichel. Fine, that's what Taisvis said. But the Rishami brings down Reish Lakish, that Reish Lakish said that you like an Achilles Nevela an Oyer HaRach. So here we see that Reish Lakish holds Afilu Lagabi Achille, not Lagabi Tume, Afilu Lagabi Achille, it has a shame Oichel, and here Reish Lakish holds Lagabi Kovim Pesach, it doesn't have a shame Oichel. So here the Yishami asks Akasha, Astir in Reish Lakish. Let's see, Gem Yishami, he the Reish Shal Egel Haracham, Rabbi Yoichel, Leishonu, Alo Tume, Avalil Kais, Loi, you will not get Malkis, Alts Issa Nevela. Reish Lakish omar, Mishne Shleimi zu, bein Lutum and bein Lukas. So it's a stira, so here you see, the Reish Lakish holds it as a shame oichel, afilu lagabi achile. And here we have, that by Korban Pesach, Reish Lakish says it doesn't have a shame oichel, doesn't have a shame basal achile. Umasik, hosom, so the Yishalmi feels ois, michlev shitze the Reish Lakish. So it's a stira in Reish Lakish. Tamon leovid lebosa gabi gidim shesayf melachshis dom einimnim vekan ovid lebosa omar rabboin taima de reish lokish v'ochlu es ha-boso boso v'loi gidim. So the Yishalmi feels ois anu mahalach in reish lokish. Reish lokish holds gidim shesayf melachshis evashem boso. And therefore, that you look ba'asher u'sham. Now it's soft, now it's edible, it has a shame basa. The only place that Reish Lakish held, that you look at the soif, is dafke by Korban Pesach. Why? Because there's a psaposik, ba'ochlo as ha'basa, there's a miyot basa, v'loi gidim. Is mashma lafia yeshalmi the bachomoki mosa, boso hashte, Reish Lakish himself holds wherever you need boso, so you look what it is now. Bar mi gabi pesach the chsiv kro. So agavuch, so the marsha says, so Bavli is claw not like the Yerushalmi. Because agamore rapope est akashe and rove, you paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish is chaylik on Rabbi Yochanan. So the Masha, according to the Yishalmi, the Kasha finds it nicht on. Reish Lakish is only chaylik by Korban Pesach. By Korban Pesach, there's a meat, v'ochlo as a boso, boso, v'loi gidim. V'loshin yochid, hoyo shoyne b'mishne. So Taisi says, v'loshin yochid, hoyo shoyne. Not the way Rashi says, that it's a das yochid, that's why we don't paskin like the Mishnah. Taisi says, no. Hoyo shoyne b'mishne divrei Rav Shimon. It's not a stam Mishnah. The Tan of the Mishnah is a name to the Tan of the Mishnah, so it's not a Stam Mishnah. But like him, Moshe Peresh, Pekuntres, Mishim, Da'osik, Yechido. The Perek HaChilets, Porich, Lomer, Rabbi Yochanan, Halachik, is Stam Mishnah, Avagav, Da'osik, Rabbi Yehuda. That means, if it would be a Stam Mishnah, so it's irrelevant if it's a Das Yochid or not. We pass it like a Stam Mishnah. So Pshah Belosh and Yochid are showing here a different gills in the Mishnah Tadivrei Rav Shimon Navastam Mishnah. Bimtoim ha-mimayda mehide Pesach hoda bei dulma mehide lekamon hoda bei. So I have here a stire in two members of Rabbi Yochanan. By Korban Pesach he said you go Basar Hashte. By Tume he said you go Basar you don't go basa hashti, you go basa lipsayf. So we see he was chayza. So Taisi says, who says he was chayza from the Gemara Pesachim? Maybe he was chayza from the Gemara Nevarite. Yishleim de mistama hodabay legabi chavrei. That means, in Pesachim we have an often a machlekes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, So it's mistava that he was chayza there. That's the end of this sugya. Now let's go a little further. Zok the Gemara weiter. A new sugya. A little new. Yeah. How hu nishba ha'etzem, the bone was broken, v'yotza l'chutz, so the machlekes Rashi in Daran took shotem. Rashi learns pshat that a little of the bone was broken and it stuck out. The rave of the bone was covered with basa. What happened? The shtakel kurtisa, a little of the bone started disintegrating, and it fell off. So till now, we had a problem. The bone was gone. I mean, the bone, whatever the bone was, is still around. The problem is that it's broken. So the bosa will make that the two ends of the bone can fuse together. Here we had this missing a chelik of the bone. The shaila is this worse? That since there's missing a chelik of the bone, could be the bosa will not enable the bone to grow back. Here, it's not only putting together the pieces, it has to grow new bone. Is there a problem with this? Let's learn first the sugi according to Rashi. A very interesting maisa. Osa lekame dabaya. He came to Baya. He asked him the shayla. The owner of the behemoth came to Baya. He asked him the shayla. Some of the bone fell off. Does Rav Bosa help on this also or not? Shoye tlos arigle. Let's say there's two pshotim. Abaya didn't know. There were three times in the year the Chachma Yisos to come together. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkis to learn Hilchus HaRegel. There all the Tamid HaChama came together. By these three regalim, he went around and he asked the Tamid HaChama what the din, if a chelik of the bone fell off, will Rav Bosa help? Won't it help? After, he didn't have a clear answer. He couldn't be mevarech from all the Tamid HaChama of that day. This person has his behemah, and he asked the Rav the Shaila. Tvira Golem passed by, he's still asking, he doesn't know what the din is. Amale Ravada Ba Masne, so Ravada Ba Masne told the Balabos of the Behime, Zil Kame the Rova Bereid Rav Yosef Bachoma, the Harifa Sakin, ask Rav, Rav will tell you on the spot. He Rav has, he just ask him the Shal, they're trying to be Mavar the Shal. Ask Rav, Rav will tell you on the spot. Also, lekame, yes, rove the shaila here that the chelik of the bone fell off, it disintegrated, it got rotten. Will basa still help on this bone or not? Ama michdei nishbar ha'etzem v'yotza lechutznan. The Mishnah says that the Braisa says Tanya that the bone broke and it went out lechutz, and if you have roi Bosso, the tzchayfet from the inside, it's kosher. Mali, nofel, mali, what's the difference if you have to rejuvenate the bone side by side, I feel it didn't fall off. And if the bosso helps that the bone can attach itself, so the bosso help also that I feel there's missing some chelik of the bone, will grow back together. So Rabbi said, as for it, so my mail, let's kosher. That's a Rashi lens pshat. Let us see Rashi. So the Rashi, the shtakol kotisa, loshen koirit, a small claim, ma'at min ha'etzem nechal v'nofalorit. A little bit of the bone got rotten, disintegrated, v'nofalorit. Now we're missing bone. Shoye tlos arigli, lishal alocha l'chachomim anisofim l'regul, to ask the three. They come together by the regal. Three regalim he went and he didn't know. Amalei Rabada Ba Masna Labala Bahimis. Rabada Masna told the Baal Behemah, go ask Rava Bereit Rav Yosef Bachoma who Rava Ba Plutte Dabai the Harifa Sakine. Lei Pasuach Lei Besvore. He can hop right away. He'll tell you. they were looking for Rayas, Mistame. He is Gavaldik Klarkeit, ask him. So Rabbi said, Mechdei Nishba Etzim Yotza Lechutzna, Bebraise de Lael. It says a little bit went out, and the Proy Vosses Chayf is good. Mali Nofomine, Mali Yise, Hoyle Rabosa Chayfen Esrubai Ksheira. So this is how Rashi learns Pshat in the Shaila. The Ran brings down a very interesting Pshat in the Shaila. The Shaila was as follows. The Shaila was, Ahu Nishbar Etzim V'yotza L'chutz D'ishtakel Kurtisa Minei. So the Ran says the Shaila was as follows. The bone broke, and Raiv of the bone was outside, and Miyat of the bone was inside. So now we know that Raiv of the bone is outside and Miyat is inside, so it's straight. Then what happened? A chelik of the bone got rotten and fell off. Now we'll measure which is more inside or outside. So now there's more inside than outside. That was the shaila. The shaila was, before when it went out, there was Raiv bone outside. So therefore, it was treif. But now that the chelik of the bone fell off, there's raiv bone inside. So do you look at the bone in its original state, or do you look at the bone in the state that it is now? Now this raiv bone is chofi bebosa. And then that, Rabbi said, achumre. Rabbi said, Mali nofer Mali Ise. When Raiv bone fell out, so the meat of the bone that's inside can't heal the bone. That what the bone fell off, that doesn't change the situation. The Ran says, Given the Misa Lakula Yatsumai Hoya Rabosa Chaifal Miyutai Treife, Poshet Rove, the kivin sheyotza rubei lechutz laolam eina behema chaya b'miyat hanichnas. The malinov or maliise. That means if we're saying that with the miyat that's bifnim, the bone is unable, to heal. So mamela, it is irrelevant. If the chelik of the bone went outside, that means just like if it would be ben, we'd say the behemah is a treife, who would then now the behemah is also a treife.